Good morning, everybody. Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. Clint Davis, your host. Thanks for being with us. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us. It's always good to start our day or start our time together with the Psalm 23, the words of the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, coming from the tune of Crimond. As we get started this morning, we do so from Romans chapter 9, beginning in verse 30. Here we go. What shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained it? That is a righteousness that is by faith? But that Israel who pursued a law that would lead to righteousness did not succeed in reaching the law? Why? Because they did not pursue it by faith, but as if it were based on works. They have stumbled over the stumbling stone, as it is written, Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. Whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. I'm going to stop right here. That's just a few verses, really just three verses at the conclusion of Romans chapter 9. Paul is making a distinction in Romans chapter 9 with reference to Jews and Gentiles and how they attempt to come to faith in the Lord, attempt to come to salvation in God. The Jews, having had the law of God revealed to them from the foundations of their nation, going all the way back to Exodus chapter 20 and their journey from the land of Egypt through Mount Sinai in the wilderness, had a law that was given to them. And they believed that if they followed the law perfectly or followed the law well, they would receive salvation. The problem is that God in that law says to them, right, you must trust me. You must do this by faith. I have saved you by grace. You have received it by faith. And now you walk in faith and respond by living in a certain way. Gentiles had that same opportunity granted to them by the grace and mercy of God as he has extended, right, salvation to the Gentiles through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Jews have the opportunity to come to salvation in God through Jesus Christ as well. This is really kind of fundamentally a distinction between those who would seek righteousness from God in God's presence through what they do and how well they do it, or by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, all of us find ourselves in one of those two camps. We either believe that we can work our way into heaven. In other words, we can be good enough. We can do things well enough. Now, we all would admit we're not perfect, but we believe that if we do certain things, right? So in a Christian context, if I, you know, moderate my drinking, or if I don't do too much bad language, and I don't mess around with my family, and I'm pretty honest, and I manage my money well, and I attend church regularly, and I read the Bible, or whatever the standards are you set for yourself. If you believe you can do those things reasonably well, I'm not the perfect person, but I'm not that bad, right? And so I'm trying to be good, and I'm trying to be as best as I can, and I'm just hoping and praying that one day I'll get to be in the presence of God in eternity as I do the best that I can do, right? So that's an understanding that salvation comes by works, that our hope in eternity comes as a result of works. That's what Paul says the Jews did. Right, so we've got these laws I've given you. They misunderstood the fact that they were to do that in faith, trusting God. But they were to do all those things, and they thought they could do all those things, plus added a whole bunch of extras to it because they thought, you know, if God says do certain number of things, I should do more. And that's what we all do. That's what every human being does. We try to find a way to make ourselves right before God, to justify God's acceptance of us, because we recognize that we are sinners. We recognize we're not perfect, and so we're insecure in who we are, and so we want to do everything we can to make ourselves more acceptable to God. Problem is, you can't do that, right? The Gentiles understood that because they didn't have that historical connection, and so the Gentiles understood, hey, listen, I have sinned, and I've fallen short of your glory, and I want to trust Jesus because he's given me his life, and so they come and they trust Jesus. And so Paul's saying here at the end of chapter 9, really with a rhetorical question, what shall we say then, right? Are we saying that Gentiles who didn't know the law have received righteousness and they didn't follow the law, but they've received righteousness? He says yes, because they received it by faith. Are we saying then that the Jews who knew the law and who pursued righteousness and the works of the law have not received it in the presence of God? Paul said yes, because they didn't pursue it by faith. You see, the key for Paul and the key for us, the key for the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ is that we must trust him with our lives. It's all a gift that God's given to us that we receive by faith. And so I challenge you and encourage you today as you evaluate your own heart and your own soul. Think about, do you have faith in Jesus? Have you placed your faith in him? Do you walk with him? Do you trust him with your life and say, you know what, I can't save myself. I trust you to do it. I know I'm a sinner. I know that I'm standing at odds with you, and I cast myself on you and I trust you. Because Jesus is a stumbling block for those who don't have faith, for those who think they can do it all on their own, or they don't think they need the gift of God's grace. Jesus is a stumbling block. But for those of us who are being saved by the reality of Jesus, he is the very power of God. So I think it's an important point for us to recognize. We must trust and evaluate our hearts and say, do I have faith? Am I trusting Christ? Am I living a life of faith and repentance? Am I resting in Jesus for my righteousness? Great questions challenging our hearts today. You guys have a great day. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.